These are the geese that lay the golden eggs.
If you've ever seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you may remember that scene with the golden eggs.
Are they chocolate eggs?
Golden chocolate eggs.
The green-haired Oompa Loompas weigh the eggs on a scale to decide if they're good or bad.
If it's a good egg, it's shined up and shipped out all over the world. But if it's a bad egg, down the chute.
The same could be said for gooey ducks. These giant bivalves with lolling necks like space worms have a high market value, where they're called jiangba bang, or elephant trunk clams in China. Because these clams run the risk of carrying PSP toxins, divers cannot harvest an area before a few of its clams have been sent to the DEC lab and cleared for consumption.
If you're lucky, you get that sample on a plane that day and it gets up to the lab in Anchorage.
Larry Traney is a diver and member of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association, or SARDFA. Harvest has to happen within a week, which means that by the time divers get a test result, they tend to do all their actual harvest in just one day. And that's not a lot of time.
Time is of the essence on this, as far as making all the connections from Southeast Alaska on over to Hong Kong or wherever they're going.
Divers like Traney go down to the bottom of the ocean floor, breathing surface-supplied air through a diving hookah, and walk the bottom, blasting the sand with a water gun and prying gooey ducks from their beds. It's dangerous work, which Traney believes could benefit from the kind of lab Sitka Tribe wants to open.
I can see that that would save time on the sampling and give us more days in which to conduct our diving. I think it's an excellent idea.
That's the appeal of a lab in Southeast. One Sitka Tribe hopes will persuade divers like Traney, shellfish growers, and harvesters to relocate some of their testing work to Sitka.
It was two offices, so we removed a wall and made this one large space.
The man with the plan is shellfish biologist Chris Whitehead, who pitched the idea for a biotoxin lab to Sitka Tribe 2 years ago.
I got really busy at writing grants, and somehow they all got funded, and now it's a matter of doing the work.
That includes over $500,000 from the Administration for Native Americans to build the lab from scratch.
Yeah. When we get our like first order, it's going to be like the like Christmas, like, oh my gosh! Yeah.
Jessica Gill is the tribe's fish biologist. The most eagerly anticipated order is for the Receptor Binding Assay, or RBA machine. The machine isn't authorized to test gooey ducks for PSP yet, just mussels and softshell clams. But Chris Whitehead believes that will change soon. And the exciting thing about the machine is that it eliminates the traditional testing method practiced by labs throughout the country.
They run what's called a mouse bioassay. So they inject this slurry of shellfish into a mouse.
And time how long it takes for the mouse to die. Based on that number, the lab can calculate the relative toxicity of the gooey duck for humans. With the RBA method, no mice need be harmed. And Gill, for her part, is relieved.
So I don't think I could take the lab manager job saying, oh, I'm going to kill a bunch of rats today.
With staff to be trained and tests to launch, STA has secured $1.3 million in grant money for the PSP project over the next 3 years. Jeff Feldpouch, the Resource Protection Director, recognizes it's a luxury that won't last.
We couldn't keep this lab open on grants forever. It was going to be something that had to stand on its own.
And that means attracting commercial business. The goal is for the lab to become a source of unrestricted funds for the tribe. But among SARDFA and other potential customers I spoke with, the big question on their minds was this. Would the state of Alaska be okay with handing PSP testing over to a commercial entity?
Well, I think that if they achieve FDA certification, that would be a terrific benefit to the Southeast Alaskan communities.
Elaine Bussey Floyd, the Environmental Health Director of the DEC, said it would be nice to have a lab servicing Southeast, but it's never been done before, and for good reason. The state does PSP testing for free.
So it's possible that the big influx of customers that you might think you were going to get because of being closer, you might not get because you'd be charging, and we wouldn't be.
But the state may not always be there. Funding for PSP testing is safe this fiscal year, but that may change with future budget cuts. The lab in Sitka would also have to earn certification from an alphabet soup of agencies, such as the FDA and the International Shellfish Sanitation Commission. easier said than done. But STA's Chris Whitehead has determination in spades.
For a long time, there's probably been a need to do something like this, and I don't know if I lucked out and just came in the right time to start it or what, but it, you know, doors are opening for us to do this.
Whitehead hopes to win FDA certification by 2017 and to first test shellfish collected through subsistence by the Southeast Alaska Tribal Toxins Group, or SEAT. It's an ambitious plan, trying to address a basic problem.
It all started out, I just wanted to go dig clams, and I had no one to call to see if it was safe or not.
And Whitehead hopes this little lab that could can answer that call. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.